latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. Boss Rafael Benitez has ruled out defensive duo Florian Lejeune and Paul Dummett from Wednesday's Carabao Cup clash against Nottingham Forest. Fans left worried when 26-year-old Lejeune limped off the pitch at St James's Park in the opening weekend defeat at Tottenham. Questionable tackle from Harry Kane left the play with an ankle injury, set to be out for a number of weeks. Benitez told the fans he could be back in time for the next game against West Ham on Saturday, but he's definitely going to miss the Forest fixture in the EFL Cup. Well, he said he's working hard to try and be available for as soon as possible. The Forest game is too early for West Ham, though he will have a chance. Dummett picked up an injury during the same game. Doesn't look to have had as much success with his recovery. He'll be set to be out for another couple of weeks. And the manager added that his injury will take longer, so we must wait. Well, Benitez will be hoping that the Magpies can pick up a confidence-boosting win against the Championship side, having lost their opening two league games. Rafa Benitez brushed aside claims he is fueling the negativity surrounding the club. The 57-year-old's made no secret of his dissatisfaction with the Magpies' rebuilding work to date. And back-to-back defeats to Tottenham and Huddersfield have added to the gloom hanging over St James's that saw Mike Ashley's PR adviser Keith Bishop pay a visit to the training ground this week. Well, Benitez said, if we win, I'll be happy. The main difference is what the players do on the pitch. It's because we didn't win, that's it. If you win, everyone's happy. You lose, everyone's not happy. When you lose, you have to be upset. And hopefully we can change that against Nottingham Forest. The former Liverpool and Real Madrid boss firmly believes that whatever happens during what's left of the transfer window, he'll be in a better position on September the 1st than he is now. He said, that will change everything. If you have your team, your squad, it'll be easier for me to get a message across. It'll be closed and okay, fine, we have to go. Asked if he's confident he can keep the club in the top flight, he said, yes, it's something we've done well for years and working hard. We have the feeling that we will improve. Well, Newcastle have been linked with a move for Sampdoria star Dennis Prats. The player is thought to be at the centre of a transfer battle between Everton and Newcastle. Well, Everton are probably out of the running now, having signed Gylfi Sigurdsson for a record deal last week. It's thought Newcastle are willing to offer €18 million, but Sampdoria holding out for 20, while it's thought Prats is not too keen on a move to the Premier League side at this moment in time.